The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever, unscripted conversation, guys, where we say the things that other people only think, but guess what? We do it tastefully, and I think that at this moment, I'm having some problems with my platform, but you know what? We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to move ahead anyway. I know I got my people on YouTube. So, guys, if you want to see me live, go to YouTube. Go to Nathan McCray. Just go to thegrindradio.com/thegrind101 or something like that. Go to that. Just go to my YouTube channel. You'll see me there live. I should be on Facebook Live as well, but I think I'm going to have to restart that platform and start over again. So while I'm doing that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a song because, man, we want to talk about some hustle and flow this morning. I think it's going to be very, very beneficial to you. Get you guys on the right track and help you guys get going in what you're doing. So hang on just a moment, guys, and I'm going to connect this other platform over here and we can get going, all right? Let's see. Let's do one, two, and three.
A grown man blush like his very first crush. This girl, she drives me wild. Yeah, so loud. You can hear my heartbeat through my chest when we touch, like thunder through the clouds.
Every night, every day, playing through my head, babe. Like a broken record stuck on replay.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, man. Welcome back to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, the realest show ever. Man, somebody told me last week, I got to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. So that's what I'm trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, trying to stay ready. When somebody says something like that to me, then I take it as a sign for other things, for bigger things to come, because I most certainly want to be ready. We talked about that on one of the shows. We talked about being ready. When you're in line, you don't get out of line. When it's your turn, you got to be ready so you don't have to all of a sudden say, hold on, let me go put my makeup on. Let me go comb my hair. Let me go brush my teeth. Let me do all of that. No, you got to stay ready, so you don't have to get ready when it's your turn, right? So what I'm going to talk about today, man, as always, this show is not going to be recorded and stay up on Facebook Live. It's going to be on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. It's probably going to be on YouTube if they don't cancel it out because of the music. But definitely will always be on the blog on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. Right now, share this out. We are on YouTube Live. So after this goes off, ladies and gentlemen, definitely this show will be deleted. So it's a real life, real live thing. If you don't get it live, then you got to listen to it on the radio. As we say, the revolution shall not be televised, at least not right now. Right. So what are we going to talk about today, man? I want to be brief, but I do want to be hard hitting. And I want us to talk about some things that hinder people in their everyday lives, as always on this show, because we bridge gaps. That's what we do. We don't get you right up to the gap. We don't get you right up to the bridge, and we don't decide to say, okay, just walk away. We want to get you there, show you what the problems are, show you what the issues, the challenges are, and help you surmount, go under, go around, or go straight through the problem. How do we do that, guys? We give you the practical solutions to practical problems, because most people think that the problems that they have in life are complex. And when you're in them at that very moment, you feel as if, man, I'm the only person going through this. My life is over. Everything is for naught. You just feel terrible. I know how that feels, guys. You go through things in life and you feel you're out there all by yourself. But here's the thing. I was watching a movie the other day, and unscripted conversation, right? So this is what we do here. I was watching a movie the other day. Y'all know I love movies, right? So the movie that I was watching the other day was called Hustle and Flow. Now, some of you know that movie. Some of you actually seen that movie before. It has Terrence Howard in it. It has Taraji P. Henson in it. It has Anthony, I think his name is Anthony Hamilton. Can't his last name anyway. The dude from Transformers that ate all the donuts off the plate, then snitched on the girl. But nonetheless, they're all in it, right? But if you see the movie, the name of the movie is Hustle and Flow. Okay. Now, I saw this movie all the way through one time. The other day, I ran across the movie and I was like, wow, this is the movie to me. Now, it's just my opinion. The movie sucks, but the message that it had is great if you really understood and got the message. All right, coffee break. If you really understood and got the message, guys, then you understood that it was all about your hustle and how you flow in your hustle. That's why the movie was called Hustle and Flow. Now, I want to revamp the movie a little bit for you guys. So Anthony Anderson, absolutely. Thanks so much, John. I know you was on it. Anthony Anderson, the dude that ate the donuts in Transformers and snitched on the chick. That's what I call it. But anyway, I was watching the movie and I started to see bits and pieces of it. And what I noticed about the movie, I got it on the first time I watched it, but then it was just reiterated to me on the second time, you know, that the movie was, I didn't like the movie. The message of the movie, as you see it with the natural eye, was, you know, it talked about pimps, talked about tricks, talked about a whole bunch of other crazy, vulgar things. It depicted a lifestyle that most people frown upon, right? But it was real for the people that were in the movie. And some people, it's real life for some people, right? So if it's real life for them, then that means they're in it, right? That means they're in it. And great morning, Pam. That means they're in it. And they're all the way a part of it. And sometimes people don't know any better. But I was watching the movie, and of course Terrence Howard was the pimp. And I know Anthony Anderson was the sound guy and the promotion guy and all this other stuff, and had another little dude in it as well. Taraji P. Henson played, you know, the prostitute in it, or the whatever you want to call her. She played that person. She got pregnant, yada yada yada. And this is what I got from the movie. When you're hustling, and I'm gonna use the word hustling, when you're hustling for what you believe in, when you're hustling for your passion, when you're hustling for what God gave you, then guys, I'm gonna tell you, there is absolutely nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can stop you. And what I saw in Terrence Howard is he wanted to get his music career off the ground, all right? From the natural eye, outside looking in, his rap skills sucked, right? It was his he had that real super country slang, and he was just this pimp with a beat up car, you know, down in Mississippi or wherever he was, Oklahoma, I don't know. But he was down and he just that you would have never imagined in a million years that would be quote-unquote rapping, but it was a passion of his. And we always talk about on this show, find your niche and get rich. Now, let me tell you something. You can't expect everybody to understand your hustle. You can't expect everybody to get in alignment with what you have, with what you're called to do. You can't expect everybody to understand you. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you should really shoot for in life is to be initially, you want to be one of the most misunderstood people in the world. Because when you're misunderstood, that means the masses of people as a whole, they don't know what God gave you. So the masses of people as a whole, they're like, okay, I don't really understand what he or she's doing. I don't get it. I'm just gonna wait. But there's gonna be that small pipeline of people that are gonna grab on, right? That's right, Shelly, against all odds mentality. And there's gonna be that small pipeline of people, that small circle of people that's gonna grab on. Why in the beginning is it always? It's always rags to riches. There's always a small to big. Why is it always a small circle of people that you're actually dealing with in the very beginning? Because we that's called the purge moment. That's the trim. You trim down to get to your fighting weight. What does every fighter do? He trims down. He drops his weight. He has to get under a certain weight to be able to fight. He has to have his endurance, his wind. He has to be able to have, you know, all this fat around his muscles. He has to be trim. He has to be lean. He has to be a lean, green fighting machine. Right. So in order for him to really get in the ring and compete, he has to drop some weight. And that's what dropping, purging people. And you don't have to. I'm not telling you guys that you got to go out and tell people to stay away from you. People will automatically start to stay away from you when you start to move along and into the realm of where you're supposed to be. The right people will start to fall off. The right people will start to become attracted to you. And those people will be there for you. We call that your inner circle. We call that your core, your nucleus. You need those people because in order for you to get big, you need people that are for you, people that are aligned with you to help you grind in that thing in order for you to grow the foundation for it. So if you're growing the foundation and you got a whole bunch of emotions and other people around you that aren't doing anything, that have misguided intentions, really don't want to see you win, and yada, 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 really say that they're doing one thing, but they're not. They say they're helping you, but they're really not helping you. If you got all of those people around you, then now you have to, you got so many arrows and spears and bullets being fired at you guys, where you can't concentrate on what you're doing. So in order for you to concentrate on what you're doing, it has to be a small circle of people. And that small circle of people are dedicated to not only you, but they're dedicated to your vision. And if they're dedicated to your vision, then that means you can build the foundation that you need. And what I saw in this movie, Hustle and Flow, was I saw just that. I saw a small group of people that came together in a hot little room. Great morning, Tiffany Macon. Good to have you. A small group of people that came along and built something in a very small little room. I mean, look at it in his house. I mean, he had a house down in the trap. He was doing what he did. He was doing his activity, but he still had a music studio in his house. It wasn't a great music studio, but it was a music studio nonetheless. And he didn't care what anybody thought about what he was doing. Guys, all he knew is that his passion was to make music. Some of you have that passion right now, and you've been subduing it for a long time because you're worrying about what T-H-E-Y will think about you. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter. So he had this small group of people he brought in. If you remember, it was Taraji, it was the other girl, it was Anthony Anderson, It was the other dude. So it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that was in that room. You know, he even went out and confronted one of his enemies, you know, to basically just quiet down for a little while because, man, I'm in my mojo. I'm doing something over here, man, that's going to get me out of this thing. And I believe in it. I believe in it. And see, that's what happens when you believe in something. When you believe in something so passionately, nobody can tell you anything other than that you believe in, right? Nobody. Somebody can come along from the outside and they can try and penetrate that circle, but you've got people around you that are there not just for you. They're there for the vision. They're there for the ride, the thrill, because this is in alignment with what they're doing. So when they're there, you got that nucleus that's going to protect the vision, right? As all of a sudden we talked about the turtle in a negative light the other day, but this is when you need the turtle shell now so that you can protect your vision. And it doesn't matter, guys. Start small, grow big, right? You can't expect everybody to understand what you're doing. Just don't. And stay out of your emotions. While you're in your emotions, guys, that's probably one of the most vulnerable places you can be, is in your emotions while you're trying to build something. Because the work isn't easy. The work is tedious. The work is not gratifying. There is no spotlight down there. There is nobody telling you great job. This is just you and what you believe in, your vision, your passion. This is just you creating a foundation that you need, starting small in order to get big, right? So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. So all that matters is what you think. And guys, when you really get into what it is that you were called to do, you start to turn those stumbling blocks, if you will, because we see certain things as stumbling blocks. You start to turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones. And as you start to use those stumbling blocks as stepping stones, guys, you start to notice that I'm elevating myself. And as you're elevating, guys, here's the most important part. As you're elevating, the people that are in your circle, they start to believe more and more in the dream. And these are the people that start small with you, and these are the people that don't expect anything right now. These are the people that are saying, you know what, I'm in this because I believe in it, and I'm in this because it's feeding into my vision, and I know that this is the vehicle, maybe just one of the vehicles that I'm riding right now that's going to help me get to where I want to be. And when you get people in your circle and around you that understand that, then that's exactly who you need there. And they're the people that are going to tell you that, you know, you can't do it, and they don't believe in it. That's okay. It's their right, man. People have a right to believe in what they want to believe in. We get so caught up, man, on trying to make people believe certain things. And it's not worth your time and effort. It's not, because that person's on their own individual journey. If you spend less time focusing on the people that aren't interested in what you're doing and more time focusing on the people that are, then you're going to find out very quickly that your whole vision is going to start moving a little faster. Great morning, Vicky Durr. Thanks for joining. You know, your vision will start to elevate even faster. So guys, what I'm trying to help you guys do this morning is understand that, you know, there are simple lessons in life that you have to learn. And those simple lessons in life are just that. They are simple. They really are. And here's what I determined. I was riding down the road yesterday, and here's what hit me like a ton of bricks. All right. We always say, you know, we're being tested and yada, yada, yada. And even yesterday, when we started our 21-day workout, the Extreme Body Challenge, when we started that, guys, I'm going to tell you, the lightning came and the rain came and the thunder came. And there's everything in us that was saying, man, we can't work out today. We can't do this. But, you know, it's raining and I can't even be great. And I thought at that moment, and I started to laugh, right? Coffee break. I started to laugh because I said, I can't even blame this on the devil, because the devil didn't create the rain. The devil doesn't make it rain. So we can't give the devil the credit for it because he didn't do it. It was just God doing what he does, right? So I don't believe that God tests us. I don't believe people say, God, you know, God's testing me, testing me. And we can say that there's tests, whatever, however you want to. This is me, right? I created my own space. However I want to quantify it, I believe that their life is a challenge. I believe life is, in general, is a challenge. You know, God told us that we were born into this thing. We were born into sin. We were born into strife. We were born into the killings. We were born into the everybody being, you know, the hatred. And that we were born into it. So now it's a competition. But here's the catch. When you stop seeing life as a competition against other people and what they're doing, and start seeing life as a competition against the person that you were yesterday, as opposed to the person that you are today. When you start seeing life that way, ladies and gentlemen, then things start to move for you. You stop thinking that you're in competition with Tony, Bob, Sharon, or Tyrone, or Sheila. It doesn't matter who the person is or what they're doing. You're not in competition with them. You're in competition with the person that you were yesterday. And if you start realizing that you want to grow the person that you were yesterday, you want to grow that person into a better person today, then that all of a sudden you start to figure out that, you know what, I don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing. I don't have to worry about, you know, seeing how far they've gotten today or any of that, because you're so in tune with what you're doing. Or they're going to think that you don't like them. They're going to think that, you know, you're against them. They're going to think about all of that stuff. But it doesn't matter what they think, T-H-E-Y. Guys, it only matters what you think, because when God gives you something, he gives it to you. And when he gives it to you, you have to have enough faith and belief in it and exhibit the passion for it that says, God, it doesn't matter what I see on the outside. The only thing that matters is what's happening on the inside. And if you know what's happening on the inside is ordained of God, then why are you even worrying about what's going on around you on the outside? I mean, pretend you're in the eye of the storm, because you really are. The eye of the storm, everything is calm. Everything is calm. You're in there. You're creating in your own space. This is your baby. This is yours. God gave this to you. Stop trying to walk around from door to door and get everybody to buy what you're doing. If God gave it to you, God will provide for you in that thing in the time frame that you are ready to move in. And that's plain and simple. Guys, we keep it simple on this show. People get mad at themselves about the things that they're doing on a day-to-day basis because they're in competition with other people. Stop being in competition with other people. Stop trading in your happiness for bitterness, because bitterness doesn't sell, okay? It just doesn't. When you're bitter, when your whole platform is you talking about, you know, who did you wrong and how this happened to you and yada, 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 are there a lot of bitter people out there? Absolutely. Are there people that I can identify with, you know what, I just lost my car today, I just lost my house? Yeah, man, it's people that can identify. But I've always been taught, never accentuate the problem unless you can bring a solution. So if you have a solution, then you can talk about the problem, because now it's not you talking about the challenge. You're not concentrating on the challenge and the problem. Now you're concentrating on the solution. And instead of hurting somebody and leaving somebody hurt, broken, now you can help them by you moving yourself out of the situation. So you are the solution. So, you know, guys, the bitterness, the part of it that you see, people say, well, you know, there's what do you call those people? What do you call them? The drama people, the people that are always creating the drama, and people are always buying on. Guys, why are reality stars and why does strife, why does stupidity, why does ignorance, why does all of that sell? It sells because there are more broken people in the world than whole people. So broken people are always going to want to identify with other broken people, when it really should be the opposite. You should be looking to identify with somebody that has been through and gone through and gotten on the other side of what you're trying to do, as opposed to staying in the position where you are, because you can't move. You can't move who you are, guys, to the next level if you just keep focusing on the people that are broken around you. I'm sorry, guys, I got distracted. Somebody was ringing the bell. So the people that are around you, you have to make sure that those people are moving you to the next company. That's right, John. Misery most definitely loves company. And so if the people that are around you are broken and bitter, then those are the people that you want to gravitate away from, because remember, you're looking for a solution to your problem. You're not looking to wallow in the issue and the problem. You're looking for a solution. So in the spirit of getting a solution, guys, you have to make sure that your agenda is to move forward and not backwards, right? So Hustle and Flow was a great movie in terms of the message. The overall movie itself, I didn't like it. All right, that was just me. You may have loved it because it may speak to who you are and where you were, and it may really touch you and identify that with you. And that's the thing. Our individuality causes us to like different things. Our individuality causes us to be different people, right? Everybody's unique. So I can't tell you what to like. I can only tell you what I don't like. And that doesn't mean that you jump on that bandwagon. You really search your soul and say, you know, did I like this? You may have liked certain things about the movie. Pick them out. It's up to you. But I'm most certainly not here, guys, to tell you how you need to think. I'm here to tell you that you need to create in your own space. Okay? Create in your own space. 2 + 2 just may not equal 4 in your space. Create your own culture. Create your own lingo in your own space. Think about it. Everything that's in front of us right now, even numbers, alphabet, you know, colors, you know, textures, were all created by somebody when there was nothing else there. Figure out what your niche is and create in that space. And that's how what you have inside of you comes out and manifests itself on the outside. And it becomes what God created you to do. And you'll know when it actually is. So I want to see some comments, guys. You got Sam says, crab in the barrel thinking. Absolutely. And there's a lot of that, guys, you know, so you have to stay away from that. Misery definitely loves company. John says the blame game is the lame game. Get up and focus on pushing forward. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's easy to stay down there, man. It's easy to be defeated. It's easy to sit there and do nothing because you're hurting. And it does hurt. Trust me, when things happen in life, guys, it hurts. But think about it. If I stay down there and I do nothing, then it's going to hurt even worse, right? You probably just bleed out, right? Rachel says, I heard this in church Sunday. We need to stop giving credit to the devil when we create our own drama or mess, man. Absolutely. That you're dead on, Rachel. You're dead on. We give, you know, how do we give power to something that's already defeated, right? The devil has already been defeated. So how are we giving him power? So, man, just take responsibility for your own drama, your own mess, and stay away from it, right? John says, I forced myself into the gym last night. Change is never easy. Man, you have never lied, John. Never lie. Change is never easy. And you do have to, you know, force yourself into some things. And that's why we say the 21 days creates the habits and the 30 days create the lifestyle. Man, this isn't easy. I'm not one of those guys that's going to tell you, you know, everything is going to be easy if you do this, this, and this, because I don't want to sugarcoat things for you. I believe that you need to understand that life is a competition. Life is a challenge, and it's challenging no matter who you are. So figure out where you fit in, guys, and understand that God's not testing you. You're being challenged every day to grow. And if you don't grow and move forward, then that means you got to be left. That means you got to be left behind. You guys still hear me? You guys still hear me? There wasn't any no sound. All right. So hopefully you guys still hear me. If you don't, let me know if you still hear me now. Let's do something here. Hold on one sec. Out. I think we're back. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So if you guys need somebody, let me know you can hear me. So yeah, man, this whole thing that we're doing, this competition, you know, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that talks about, you know, competition and never giving up and running the race. You know, the race is not given to the swift, but those that endure it to the end. This is a competition, guys, not a test. You can say test and competition are the same thing, but this is a competition. It is what it is, but it's not a competition against anybody else. It's a competition against yourself, right? Because God gave you who you are and what you are, and it's up to you to discover that. And you only discover that, ladies and gentlemen, through growth, all right? So can you guys hear me? Let me come up here. You guys got to be able to hear me now. All right, so for all my people out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, man, love you guys, appreciate you. We're not going to be on this show all day today. I wanted to come on and give you guys that quick hit message about you know, your hustle and your flow and how to stay in the mojo, man. How to stay in the mojo, how to keep your head down, how to not let they, H-E-Y, affect who you are and what you are and how you move yourself to the next level, man. But always move forward, never stand still, not moving backwards, guys. You still see my lips moving with no sound. Hold on. All right, let me try this. Can you guys hear me now? Let me know if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? Still no sound. Okay. See, I would say that's the devil, but it's not. It's just my computer. That's what I'm going to say. Let's see here. Check 1, 2. All right. So you guys can't hear me. Let me do this. Let me try one more thing. Let me know. If you guys can hear me. That is my input. You guys should really be able to hear me. But it must be the platform that I'm on. And Good Morning Prince says, let me know if you guys can hear me now. Nobody's saying anything, so obviously you guys may not be able to hear me. Let me mute. Let me unmute. No sound still. No sound. All right. Weirdest thing. All right. Let's do this. Come back. All right, let's reload. All right, so we reconnecting here. And let's see. For all the people out in Blog Talk Radio land, man, we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know if you guys can actually hear me. My people on YouTube, maybe you can. Not sure. But nonetheless, we are going to restart over here and see if that gets us any better sound. Okay? Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so all my people on Blog Talk Radio Land, appreciate you guys for jumping on. Like I said, the message was not going to be long today. Wanted to get that quick hitting hustle and flow in on you guys to encourage you guys to keep moving, keep staying on track with what you're doing, man. If you're not on track, get on track, okay? Get out of your own way and start moving yourself from level to level, because staying in your way, guys, is what's going to keep you stagnant, all right? Because nobody else is out there masterminding, saying, you know, let me see how I can throw a monkey wrench in what you're doing today. You know, nobody is sitting back saying, you know what, let me see how I can sabotage your vision, your dream. A lot of the things that you're doing is just a figment of your imagination. You're thinking it, but it's not really what's going on, guys. All right, so stop giving it life. Stop giving the negativity life. Stop allowing the drama to flow through you. Okay, awesome. You got loud and clear now. Good, good, good. So maybe we just needed to reset and reboot it. Sometimes that's what we need to do in life. Sometimes you just got to reset, you got to reboot, and you got to move yourself to the next level, because, you know, where you're at right now may be cluttered, just need congested, and maybe you need to do something different. And if that's you, then you need to go ahead and plug in and do something different with yourself. You know, reset everything. You know, there are some people in your life right now that don't need to be there. All right. Figure out who those people are and kind of gravitate away from them. There are some things in your life that you don't need to be doing right now. Figure out what those things are and gravitate away from them. Guys, we're talking about hustle and flow today. All right. It was a movie. Great movie. Well, great message. Terrible movie, in my opinion. But nonetheless, it had a great message to it. All right. It talked about passion. It talked about tenacity. It talked about commitment and consistency. Even when not everybody believes in what you're doing, there's always going to be that small sector of people that believe in what you're doing, not just because of you, but because of the vision that you're deploying. And they buy into that and they believe it, because it's ultimately going to feed into where they want to be and where they're trying to be. And the whole circle mentality, guys, everybody in the circle has their own personality. They're unique in their own way. So you have to figure out how to use everybody within your circle. But you first have to purge everything out of your circle that's not supposed to be in that circle. And then you can start moving forward. Remember, we talked about earlier, getting in your fighting weight, trimming down to get where you need to be in order for you to move yourself forward. All right. So what we're saying to you guys this morning is keep moving forward, guys, and keep trimming yourself down. Keep purging the things and the people away. Guys, we're doing this 21-day extreme body challenge. We started it yesterday. And you know, this is just one of the things that we do to keep ourselves sharp. One of the things that we do to keep ourselves growing, not only mentally, but physically as well. And I know it's hard. It's hard sometimes to actually chime in and say, I'm going to do this no matter what, because life happens. There are these secondary circumstances that sidetrack all of us from time to time. And as that happens, some of us will just fall off the wagon. And we said yesterday, guys, that the main thing about this challenge that's different from the last challenge that you guys were part of is that this challenge, you're not going to quit, right? Because that's the only difference. First 2 days, 3 days, a week into it, you decide, you know what, I can't do this anymore, I'm going to quit. My legs are sore, my butt is sore, I'm feeling bad, everything is hurting, so I'm going to quit. And that's the growth. That's the muscle that's growing. That's the fat that's being eaten away and trimmed out. That's inches that you're losing. Change hurts, guys. It hurts. So you have to take those hits and you have to grind it out and stay in there, all right? Sometimes you may, you know, we're going to do the extreme aspect. I'm going to tell you, yesterday was an easy day, okay? Yesterday was the acclimation day. It was an easy day. And do I want to put myself through pain? You thought I was going to say no? The answer is yes, right? I want to put myself through pain because I've been in this game long enough to understand that if there's no pain, then I'm absolutely not going to get the gain. If I go to the gym and I start working out, guys, and I'm telling people my hustle, my passion is what I'm doing, and I'm not getting any pain, I go in and I lift 135 pounds every day, then I'm only going to build enough muscle to lift 135 pounds. So you have to define your goals. What do you want to have in life? What body do you want? Do you have a picture of it up on your mirror? Do you have a vivid picture in your mind? What do you want? Once you define what it is that you want, ladies and gentlemen, now you can start building toward it. And that's a simple concept. So if you figure that out, guys, you've gotten one of the most important keys to success that you ever have. Setting your goals, making them clear, and working toward them. And that means it's going to take you going through some pain. All right, it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some challenge. And remember, as we just said, guys, life is about challenge. Life is about competition, not with the people that are around you, but with the person that you were yesterday that's inside of here, right? So become a better person than you were yesterday, and you're going to start seeing things are going to start to pick up for your moves, right? So I'm going to leave you guys with the song today. We're not going to stay on this thing all day. I appreciate you guys chiming in. To the grind, man, we're going to end this thing up on a good note today, as always. But we want to make sure you guys got something out of this. You can take something and help bridge the gap for somebody else, be the light for somebody else, and actually do something for yourself that's going to help somebody else understand that, you know what, if they can do it, then I can do it. And I think a lot of times people miss that. So let me see what song I want to play for you guys. We're going to head out of this thing, guys. Yeah, let's do this. A little well done, because that's what you want God to say, well done. But you can't get the well done. You can't get the thumbs up. You can't get the A-OK if you keep quitting, okay? And not just on your physical, guys. That's your mental. It's tough. It's hard. It's challenging. All of that, all right? I'm not going to tell you it's not. It absolutely is. But it's up to you on whether or not you want to stay there or you want to move to the next level, man. God bless you guys. See you guys on Thursday morning at 8 a.m. bright and early. If you're in our 21-day challenge, guys, make sure you jump on tomorrow online. We'll be back online. Hopefully some sun will be shining. I know Saturday we'll be at the beach working out. So, guys, you know, be a part of something that's going to grow you and challenge you guys. Love you guys. Job well done.
Oh, I wanna see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, well.
Fill me with love, so I give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Mansion, just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days, I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing.
to get there.